Leith Festival Podcast Network, hosting a range of shows from food and drink, healthy living, music, and so much more. Supported by the Cora Foundation Enabling Neighbourhoods and Communities grant, the Cora Foundation helps improve the lives of individuals and communities experiencing disadvantage all across Scotland and in developing countries.
Healthy living in Leith.
Today, we are going to have a bash at high-intensity interval training. Yay! So, I need to let you know that this music was especially written for this podcast by Andy Wright, who is the producer of the podcast as well. How we're going to do it is there's a little bit, well, there's not really a warm-up, so you might want to start marching on the spot around about now and just get yourself moving. Because basically we will have intervals that are around 30 seconds each. And in each interval, you're to try a different high intensity exercise. So for instance, the first interval is jogging. As I say, if you've had a knee replacement or you're a bit got sore legs, just do marching on the spot. Absolutely fine. The second interval is star jumps, also known as jack jumps. Interval three is the shuffle, and whatever shuffle you want to do, you can shuffle your feet forwards and backwards, side to side. You can even do the twist. Interval number four is a leg curl, where you kick your butt. It's also known as a hamstring curl. And the last interval is an all and all out sprint. There is a brief rest in between each interval where you can catch your breath and maybe have a sip of water. But that is the format of the workout that is to come. So if you're already getting warmed up, just keep on moving and stay tuned for the workout. Here's the high intensity workout. There's five different intervals, all of which will be marked with a bike bell at the beginning and at the end. So get yourself ready for the first interval, which is jogging on the spot. Here we go. So jogging on the spot, pulling back with your arms. You can march on the spot if you prefer, but the idea is to get yourself your heart rate up nice and high and push yourself for this interval. So just keep running, keep jogging. Knees are nice and high and the elbows pulling back. Keep sprinting. You've only got a few more seconds. Wait for the bike bell. Or keep running. Here we go. Time for a breather. Catch your breath. Take a few deep breaths. Get ready for interval number two, which is star jumps, and the bike bell will tell you to start. Now, here we go. So we're jumping out to the side, star jumps or jack jumps as they're also known. Have your arms going up and out and your feet are jumping out to the side. If you prefer a low impacted version, you can do one foot, then the other foot, like a bit of a sidestep. Or just keep jumping, keep moving those arms, keep jumping. We've got a bike bell coming in a minute, but keep on jumping and getting ready for the bike bell. Here we go. It's time for another breather. You're nearly halfway through the workout. You're doing brilliantly. So get ready for interval number three, which is a bit of a shuffle. Ready for the bike bell? Here we go, shuffle. So you can either switch your feet, one foot in front of the other. It's quite fun doing this on laminate. Or you can just shuffle around the room however you want. Just get your heart rate up and get moving really quick. Keep shuffling. Remember to swing your arms as well and shuffle around really quick. You're nearly done this interval. Shuffle, shuffle, shuffle. And the bike bell's coming up. Time for another breather. You've got two more intervals left. The next interval is a leg curl. And with the leg curl, you kick your butt by bending your knee. Are you ready? Time for a leg curl. Really quick. Kick your butt. One leg, then the other. This can be a low impact or high impact version. If you want high impact, add a bit of a jump. Keep kicking, keep kicking. It's also known as a hamstring curl. You're working into the back of the thigh, stretching out the knee, pulling through with the arms. Keep curling that leg. It's a leg curl. You're nearly there. Keep kicking your butt. And time for your last breather before the last interval. The last interval is going to be a sprint. So however you choose to do it, really push yourself for this last little bit. Here we go, we're sprinting! Sprinting like Usain Bolt as fast as you can. Get your arms moving, get your legs moving, going really, really, really quick. This is the last interval. After this, you get to relax. So just keep sprinting. You can run around the room if it's safe, or you can march on the spot, but really push yourself just for this little bit. You're nearly there. Keep going, keep going, keep going. And wait for the bike bell. Well done, you are done. That was a high intensity interval workout. So you might feel like sitting down right now, but just stay standing up and moving about to let your heart rate drop down a bit. Maybe grab a glass of water. You might like to do a few stretches as well before you resume your day. A cool down is really important when you've done some interval training, just to let your system return back to normal. So we'll just take a few deep breaths. Might want to give your arms a bit of a shake, give your legs a little bit of a shake, and enjoy the fact that you've just done a high intensity interval training workout. Yes, you have. A little bit of a stretch before you continue on your day. You did brilliantly. Well done. Thank you for joining me.
Healthy living, Elise.
Leith Festival Podcast Network. If you'd like to know more about Leith Festival, simply visit leithfestival.com. You can also hit the support button to make a donation or find out about volunteering opportunities and other ways that you can help us to help the community.